Mornings on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Dan's really loving this Hootie and the Blowfish cover of some REM. Waving his hands in the air, waving his arms in the air.
Is a cover.
Yeah, it is. Huh. Nick Karski, Dan Doherty, our producer, Aiden Morgan with you here on this Wednesday. Love me some Hootie and the Blowfish. Also love me some Cornell Wrestling. I can't wait to see them get back at it here whenever the season starts back up for the Big Red. But one of their assistant coaches, Gabe Dean, was the best to ever do it on the East Hill. Three-time finalist, two-time national champion for the Big Red. Obviously, he's an assistant coach now and has been for the last few years. But he's coming out of retirement.
Yeah. 3 years in retirement. He's coming back for an eight-man tournament held by Flow Wrestling on October 31st. That should be awesome. And they have four men announced so far for the tournament. They're going to announce the other half at a later date. But eight men enter, one man leaves. $20,000 is the prize pool for that first place winner. So should be awesome. Good luck to Gabe Dean. That should be an exciting one.
Good luck to him big time. And we're going to chat with him right here, right now, here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Gabe, thanks so much for joining us. How did you get involved in this event and what made you essentially, quote unquote, come out of retirement?
I'm in the Cornell Wrestling, program, and there's always things happening, right? It's led by Rob Cole, who's obviously an amazing leader for us and got so many different moving pieces with so many different talented wrestlers. And they put this eight-man thing together. I was down in that same venue where they're holding this with Kyle Dake when Kyle was wrestling Chimizo. And, I said I'd be open to competing. And about a month and a half later, they reached out to me and said, hey, we're putting together this thing. Would you be interested? And I said, yep. And I still wrestle and train with the guys in the room, and I enjoy it. And sure enough, they mm-hmm.
So now this is only about a month away. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how close to wrestling shape are you?
Say I'm pretty up there, 8, 9. I got to fine-tune some things, but I compete, in the room with all these great wrestlers, on a daily basis. So, I got to fine tune some things, but I'll be ready to go, come October 31st. I'll make sure of it.
So how does it feel to be preparing for something again, getting back on the mat and, going through this process of getting ramped up?
It's actually really exciting. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Just the challenge, the preparation and everything that goes into it. And, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity. I haven't competed in a long time. It's been about 3.5 years. So it's just the timing with everything the way that it is, it just worked out.
Gabe Dean with us here on BTL, Cornell assistant coach, coming out of retirement to wrestle at a Flow Wrestling event coming up on October the 31st here pretty, pretty soon. What has been, Gabe, the toughest part of the process and the preparation? You mentioned that you go at it with the guys in the room, but there's got to be at least an element, I would imagine, that's been a little bit difficult to get back on track after so many years away from the mat competitively.
Yeah, I mean, there's, to prepare yourself for a big-time competition, there's a lot that goes into it. Your diet, your training, your, attention to details, the way that, you're peaking and everything. And luckily I'm about, 5.5, 6 weeks out that, I think that's a good cycle to get to where I need to be. And it's just getting back in that mindset. I've been so about our kids and the recruiting trail and building our program and doing my piece as a part of this great staff that, it's a little bit of a shift. But like I said, I retired because I didn't ever want to take away from our kids. I wanted it to be about them. I wanted it to be about their goals and everything that they have in front of them, and building Cornell Wrestling as a whole. But just during this time, we're under a lot of constraints, and there's nothing too, I can kind of, get myself ready and compete in this. And it seemed like a really fun challenge that I'm excited to take on. Being a part of our program, we encourage our kids and our staff and everybody to go directly at the new challenges and things that kind of get our blood flowing. So I'm, this is just one of those things.
And you mentioned earlier being on that staff with Rob Cole. How would you say your coaching experience with Cornell has helped you become a better wrestler?
Oh man, I mean, just on the administrative side, around Rob and Mike, our associate head coach Mike Gray, who bring a ton of different strengths to the table. Mike is a great guy to learn from as well. And I've been blessed on the administrative side to learn things. And then on the technical side, I mean, you got a 2-time world champ. You got, the number one guys in the country, All-Americans, national champs all around you. So I'm just in a room that's surrounded by wrestling knowledge, the best in the best in our country. It's some of the best in the world. So I just think being a part of that environment has been incredibly just healthy, just in terms of growth for me. I don't know if I was the most technical wrestler in college, but my technique has blossomed since I've been a part of this staff and been in this program post college competing. So
it's awesome to hear. And for the event itself, what changes in approach do you have to make to compete in a one night tournament with some really high level guys?
There's, like I said, just little details. You probably a little bit, slightly more selfish with your training, as opposed to, being completely selfless in your coaching role. Some things in your routine, your diet, putting those extra things in at the end of practice that make you want to puke and just kind of like that just exhausts you. And just getting yourself back in that competitive mindset in general. But at the same time, I think in college, one thing I've learned from being on the coaching side is you definitely want to take everything that's in your control really seriously, but everything outside of that, it's good to be a little bit lighter, like what happened in the room that day, whether it was a good or bad day, you leave it there, you make your adjustments, you don't take it home with you. And I think that's something that I kind of struggled with in college, but, just being really, really focused on the things in your control and being as excellent as you can at those, and then just kind of enjoying, life outside of that and kind of the process that comes along with it. So I think that's one thing that's really, I've really changed a lot about myself since college, is just kind of being a little bit more laid back outside the room and off the mat than I used to be.
Believe it. Gabe Dean joining us here on BTL, assistant coach of the Cornell Big Red Wrestling Team. He's coming out of retirement for a Flow Wrestling 8-man tournament coming up on October the 31st. I mean, obviously, Gabe, I have to bring it up and kind of ask you a little bit about it. We're in these crazy times right now in the middle of a pandemic. People would look at wrestling and say that's a sport where there's so much contact, high risk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have they brought any ideas or testing to your attention on how they're going to go about having this tournament in the middle of a pandemic to keep you and everybody else safe from COVID?
Yeah, there'll be there's testing measures in place and travel procedures and and systems in place to make sure that everybody stays safe, and both that everybody that's involved with the event and obviously coming back home from it as well. So they've done a good job. There's those things in place, and we'll be following those guidelines.
And through this time, when exactly did you get that itch to wrestle again? I know that sports like wrestling have that sort of pull after you retire where you kind of don't want to leave it forever. So when did that itch start to come back for you?
It just kind of appeared, an opportunity appeared. And, I just kind of find myself feeling grateful that, I get to do that, and that Flo put this event together. I don't know if I had any dire itch myself to come out of retirement or do anything like that, but they put this together, and it just, like I said, is an opportunity, and I'm excited. I'm grateful for it. It's not a lot of people get to do stuff like this in their lives, and I'm thankful that I get to.
we've mentioned it a couple of times. You're obviously an assistant coach with the Big Red program, the freshman class, just announced here today, actually, publicly on the Cornell Big Red website. What are you most looking forward to about this group and what you guys could possibly do this year when it comes to contending for a national championship?
Oh, you know, it's exciting to have the amount of talent that we have right now, and the way that the recruiting's gone, and, you know, the development in our room has been phenomenal. So I, when you have that kind of talent in your room, it's really exciting. It makes everybody better. It pushes everybody to be better, and it gets everybody extremely motivated, if, you know, to make history. You know, I mean, Cornell Wrestling's never won a national title. We've been extremely close a couple times, but we really feel like we have the right pieces of the puzzle now to make history. Our culture has never been better. You know, we've been blessed with great leadership, guys that really, really understand, you know, how to win, and then obviously a lot of great young guys.
Love it. Gabe, we know that you're tied down for time today, and we really do appreciate you making a couple of minutes for us here at the station. Thanks so much for your time. Have some fun out there when things come around next month, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. You guys always do a wonderful job, and I really thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Gabe. Really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, have a good one, guys.